Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
And the Beast Podcast.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo, this is the Bully and the Beast Podcast.
It's your boy, Twerk.
Twerk guy in the building, man. It's your boy, Wax.
L'Oreal's not here.
She's taking pictures.
Nah, she's back. She was on vacation, but she said she's throwing up now.
Yeah.
How convenient. Coincidental.
L'Oreal, throwing up for what?
Throwing up off of a vacation. Wow.
Love it.
Oh, man.
Must have been really good.
I picked up Wax from the airport earlier, and the first thing I noticed, it looks like all his clothes have shrunk on him. His pants is up to his shins.
Yes.
His hoodie, his wrists are exposed, all up to his forearm. What is going on?
Yes. I'm blaming on one of my brothers, man. You know what? When you talk to all your guys on the phone, y'all talk about married men and single men should not be on the phone talk about certain things, you know? And he's telling me that. I'm like, yo, bro, man, I need somebody to wash my clothes, man. I can't do this shit. And I need somebody to feed me. He was like, man, yo, I always wash my own clothes. I don't ever let no woman wash your drawers. They always do something and la, la, la. So I'm coming to the fact like, you know what? Maybe I should try to wash my clothes. And that's what happened. I washed my clothes. Everything literally shrunk. And it smells like Who Shot John? You see what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? I smell like a fucking dip rag and ass.
You're not letting that shit dry all the way, that means. That's crazy.
It's like, you know, God give everybody gifts. Like, I could do certain things. I could go to the piano and just play, and I never learned this shit in my whole life. Like, God gives certain people gifts. Cooking and washing clothes is like something's like very technical. It's a gift.
I feel like I feel what your boy's saying, though. Don't let your wife clean your underwears. I feel like because every man, sometimes, not every single underwear is going to be perfect. And women are always looking for that one thing that throws you in an argument. So let them see one stain or some shit in there. It's over.
How old are you if you have a fucking doodle stains in your drawers? Your ass leaking? What the fuck is wrong with you?
There's people out there, man. There's big, heavy.
Their ass is leaking. They need to tell you something. They don't need to fucking tell you not to have your girls use their drawers, wash your drawers. They need the motherfucker to tell you, hey, buddy, I need to tell you something.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, so they're just looking at
ass damn, leaking. If you got doodle stains in your fucking drawers, your ass leaking, fam.
Why don't you think your man wants his wife to wash his underwears then?
I have no idea what the fuck you doing, bro. Why you don't want your wife to wash my shit? I just can't do it. It's like certain things. Like, I never knew about anxiety or depression and all that type of stuff ever in my life. Like, I never knew what it was. It's like, I always was true to myself. You know, I can sleep at night. And it's like, doing that type of shit, I don't understand what people go through. Because when I get into the jail cell, if I ever get locked up or whatever, I get that same feeling as if I go to the job site. If I got to get a job, I got that same feeling. If I got to wash my own clothes, wash dishes. Oh my gosh.
Right.
I get this little thing. They get this thing on me, like something grabbing over me. You know, like claustrophobia or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, trapped.
Yeah, I feel trapped. Like, uh-oh, I'm in the wrong place. This ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? We talked about energy earlier. It's like, this ain't for me. I can't be at my best. That's like me having thong sandals on right now. I won't be at my best right now. Yeah. I won't be talking to so free like this.
But you live on your own. Right? Like, you're at the crib by yourself. So what, like, homely duties do you do then? If you don't cook, you could barely do laundry. So how do you survive? Like, what is it? Are you living like in a pigsty? Like, what the hell going on?
No. I throw everything away. Like the white tea stuff, I just throw in the garbage. Now it's just like, everything is like a condom. My whole life, everything is condoms.
Everything's, so you don't do dishes. So everything's probably paper.
Everything paper. I do that. We at restaurants.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just my life anyway.
Yeah. We were at the restaurant earlier and Wax as asking a lady for paper products and plastic spoons and forks. And the lady thought 100 times that we were trying to get shit to go.
She kept asking, like, are you going? I'm like, no, I just...
He wanted to stay, but he just likes plastic.
Yeah, I need to have plastic. I can't sit there and be having all that type of everybody slop. Like, you know, if you go to somebody's house and sit on their toilet, you got balls. You know what I'm saying? You can't go shit everywhere. So imagine this person just now finished eating the nastiest pussy in the world and they eating off that fork. You want to reuse that same fork?
What if they have herpes? Like, they got any mouth disease, any bumps?
So you don't keep on talking about, I don't need plastic. All right, bro, you keep on not needing plastic. You don't know who mouth been on that fucking fork. We use it forks everybody use.
Ordered a bottle of water and asked for a straw for the water.
No, I didn't.
I
was using a straw for something else, but yes, I did ask for a straw, and the lady thought that, damn, like, what the fuck? You would never eat my pussy. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at her like, what the fuck, guy? What, try to eat your pussy? Because she's like, damn, you don't want to put your mouth on that
shit. She didn't like, give you a stink face. Like, all right, here, damn, what else you want?
Yeah, hey.
And she didn't even give us napkins, but it's all good. Love to that spot.
Yeah, I like it. Food is always good. Or whenever I come to Thai Studio, you know what I'm saying, over in Harlem. I make sure I go to this breakfast spot over there. I was kind of scared. We need to be having breakfast here.
Crazy. I've never been to that shit.
No?
Nah, is it good though?
Yeah, you know, I like to have pancakes in the early in the morning.
Okay, I saw the pancakes and the shit. I was, you know, the other day, I think it was, it's like Father's Day or something. Like or the day after, I was like, you know what, I wanted to pull up, but I was like, I don't know.
It's not bad. I like it. I'm like a breakfast
guy. I love
Harlem,
but it just didn't feel
it looked kind of black owned or something like that. It was very strong.
Yeah. Even the chef. And I love when chefs come out. You know what I'm saying? I love it when chefs come out. I always want to talk to the chef and I want to tell him I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying?
He's a nice, humble dude. He's definitely African.
Yeah, I don't mind. Chef, I love chefs. I really appreciate chefs. I love waitresses. I really appreciate y'all. You know, anybody who got the job to be able to help people and want to, you know, do things. Because I ain't got it in me to want to do that. Mm. Like, I'm not going to cook some food and be like, yo, here you go, Angela. Yeah, but
I remember one time I was at Wax's crib, so I saw him cooking. I thought this dude was cooking tacos. He was cooking food for his dogs, yo.
Yes, I cook food for my dog.
He was chefing. He was adding seasoning, cheese, chopped meat,
that's what the dogs like.
And I was like, oh, Wax is about to hold it down. Wax chefing it up. I was sitting at the table ready for it. He walked right by me with the dog bowl and fed it to the dogs. Blessings. I couldn't believe it.
Blessings eat 4 quarter legs a day. He's he's 200 pounds. The vet like, damn.
Blessings
got me a horse.
A bull mastiff?
No, a boar.
Boar.
Yes,
boar.
A monster.
Yeah.
All right, man. Listen, enough about all that shit. Man, what the fuck we got going on, man? We got some emails. We got some motherfucking DMs.
Yes. Okay, so.
What we got?
We have a DM. It's not any advice or anything.
We have.
Basically, it's an update. So a while back, we got a DM from a gentleman who was looking to...
Well, let's tag it up, brother. Let's tag it up. You know what I'm saying? Listen, if you want to sit there and come holler at us and tell us all your fucking business, you better make sure it's detailed, because if it's not detailed...
We're going to fill in the holes.
Definitely fucking fill in the holes. You're going to put that shit in your fucking ear, your mouth, or your nose. You know what I'm saying? All the other shit is regular. So you want to do something different. So make sure you holler us at Bully and the Beast Podcast.
I don't think there's any thug, bro.
No, it's not. I said Bully and the Beast Podcast. Holla at us and do what you got to do. Tell us all your business, like everybody else do on the gram.
Yes, sir. All right. So I'm just gonna read the first DM that the gentleman sent us back in April.
What did he say?
He said, "Oh shit." The DM. All right. So basically, there's no drama. I just need some advice. Me and my girl have been together for almost 2 years now.
Okay.
And I'm ready to pop the question. I have a plan and everything to propose. So her birthday is in a couple of weeks and she always wanted to go skydiving. So I bought her tickets to go skydiving on her birthday.
Okay.
I'm not going diving with her because I've already been. It's like climbing Mount Fuji. Once you've done it, you never do it again.
Bullshit, but go ahead.
So when she lands from the skydive, that's where he'll be at the ground, basically with her daughter and some signs saying, "Will you marry me?" Yada, yada, yada. She has a daughter, basically.
Happened a million times, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah. He didn't. Okay, so I also bought her a daughter, a Pandora bracelet for the proposal. I didn't get her a ring because the daughter would lose it. She's 4.
Okay.
So basically, he did it. And so we got a DM from the fiance now.
What'd she say?
No, it's good.
I'm happy she's alive.
It's good. Man, he said, hi, here's an update from the Hillary Banks proposal. Because remember, we were talking about Trevor.
Okay,
Hillary,
would you marry me?
Early. So, yes. My now fiance wrote in to y'all asking for advice on if proposing on my birthday was a good idea. Well, it actually stormed on my birthday. So he had to push his plans to the next day. And so they sent the video and how it turned out. And she said yes. And she thanks us. Thank you for picking, reading our question and giving him some advice. It worked out exactly how it should have. The Lord knew I didn't want to share my birthday with her engagement day. So shout out to my fiance. And she shouted his name out. And she sent the video. Let's take a look at it real quick.
And nobody died?
Nobody died, man. Except for
congratulations on that.
That was that man's freedom.
Yeah, because that's what I thought that he really was trying to do at the end of the day, trying to get rid of this motherfucker because he got somebody else pregnant.
A trap.
You know what I'm saying? So you might, in the next couple of years, you didn't pass away on the jumping out of the plane, so he's probably still going to come up with a baby in the next couple of years.
He was trying to save money by having the anniversary and the birthday on the same
day. Oh, yeah, yeah. He was saving day. It.
Look, he was like,
but you know that's for both of them, though. You know what I'm saying?
He was like, let me double up on this birthday and anniversary at the same time.
So he's that type of guy. He's going to continue to keep on doing that, which all of us are going to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. But her, she's upset about that. So she might be, through the rest of your life, is a certain type of woman who be like, oh my gosh, he did it. We saving money. Baby, good job for you to do that the same day. She's complaining about that. So she's like, yo, you got to watch that through the whole part of your relationships. You know what I'm saying? Women do not change. A lot of times you think, oh, just because I gave him a ring or we about to get married, I'm going to change or I'm going to do something different. Or you upgraded me, so I'm a reactive, I got upgraded. No, they're going to, that's who they are. Their character, they show you who they are. Believe it.
You put that ring on, then the real comes out. The real demon comes out of your shell.
You'll come out.
Demands, I want this.
Yes, you'll find out what fucking... You'll find out that Vagisil is not lotion. You see what I'm saying?
What the fuck?
You'll think it's lotion this whole time. Hey, baby, like, oh, give me the pink lotion. And then later on, after the rain come off, you find out what Vagisil really is. You see what I'm saying? So, what you got to say?
I just
got
to say that congratulations to them.
Yes.
And just, that's crazy. I just don't understand how he said you go flying once you jump out of a plane. Because I've always wanted to go skydiving.
I'm thinking about doing that.
You never did it. What's the most extreme thing you've ever done? Like,
have sex with a girl raw.
That's the most extreme.
Ate pussy that I never even done. You know, the girl the same night I met the motherfucker, I ate a pussy. That's the most extreme
shit you could do.
Thing that you can fucking do in your life. Put something in your fucking mouth and you don't know where it was at, where it came from, where it was just at, and who it was.
Yeah, no.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's risky. I mean, dead myself.
What's dirtier than meats? You'll put. That's like licking. That's like you eating a pussy and a penis was on that shit or in it. Right?
I mean, I feel like a meat is the cleanest part of the body because it's always covered in some
respect. And I think that too. But would you put a meat in your mouth?
Not me.
All right then. So would you lick a seat or somebody who takes your shit?
No.
And we know that's cleaner than that pussy. You see what I'm saying? Especially if you just now clean it and the meat was sitting on it. The only thing it was sitting on is an ass and it didn't get clean. So why the fuck are we eating pussy and had a meat on that motherfucker? And we know a meat been in it. That's why we always want pure, you know what I'm saying? We always want a virgin or something like that so we can go ahead and eat pussy.
Yeah, nothing loose and flappy.
Come on, man. That's like eating off a plate like, yo, everybody lick that fucking, everybody lick that thing and you gonna go lick it.
Yeah, exactly. ABC gum, already been chewed.
And you go ahead and put it back in your mouth too because you just say you want that flavor, you want that taste. Nah, pussy's a motherfucking drug, boy.
Oh, it is. It's bad. It is so bad.
Yeah, I'm trying to go skydiving this year, though. I've been wanting to go for years. I just keep putting that
You've
shit
been up. To every country, bro. Do you have a skydive in any of them?
I know. It's coming this
I heard
year.
I heard you can't smoke in Dubai.
Nah.
You can never see me.
Or you get pretty grinded early.
Nah, I mean.
What's the craziest shit you've done overseas or something, Ty? Like, you done, like, the parasail you've done? Or is it always, like, work when you go there?
You're talking about some bitches.
Nah, I definitely be outside.
Yeah, we're talking
skydiving.
About...
Fuck that. How many bitches you
ever
fuck?
You ever try to buy some shit? Shit, I mean, a lady.
Buy some bitches out overseas?
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, you know.
No, you just experience. You know what I mean? That's like going to DR and that's not buy that no is the fucking pussy. Shit. You're dumb.
Going
like,
overseas,
why you going to DR? Wrong. You ain't got no bunch of bitches. Where you get them from? They ain't just come to you because you're sexy,
right?
You bought these bitches. If that's something that you go over there to do, you telling me that you go in these different motherfucking countries and you don't take advantage? You got one life to live. All right, everybody, all y'all niggas out there, Ty's the only nigga that's gonna go to DR and not get
See, I'm a little different. I'll be bringing sand to the beach sometimes. So I'll be setting certain places
you're not supposed to
do that. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. But you know, I can't talk about everything on
I hear what you're saying. I respect that. Ty's trying to trip you up. It's your boy.
Now, have you ever heard of the passport bros though? The passport bros, that's all they do. They go on vacation specifically just to buy these mommies out and get and tape them up.
That's every nigga. What are you talking about? Y'all just getting on this shit? The fuck? When last time you bought pussy?
I never had to. The bitches gotta pay me.
I would never
pay for pussy.
Twerky.
Like $60.
You're lying.
My dick would even get hard, bro.
Why? Because you mad that you gave her money?
Yeah.
You just got to find a way to get it back out. Make her pay for her own Uber back home. It's the same.
Yeah, that's genius.
Give it to her. Yeah. Make her pay for her own Uber, and then when y'all go out, be like, oh, fuck. Damn, go get the Duchess and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to get it back. Charge it to the game.
Come on. I don't do it, but you know what I'm saying? I heard.
All right, let's get into a word on the street real quick.
What we got?
Speaking about marriage, I saw this post on Instagram. Let's show this to you real quick. Of course, I got no serve.
I hope I ain't got to read.
No. It's a woman getting married to a gentleman that's in a cage in court.
Hey, man, that's what real love is. You know what I'm saying? That's real love. And when I see people in certain situations and they can still go through things like marriage and be faithful and be like, when your man locked up, she's still faithful. That's real love. You know what I'm saying? You only find out what things really is when you get tested through it. A lot of people don't get tested. They be like, me and my man been together forever.
Let me read this.
Y'all ain't getting tested with shit. You know what I'm saying? Even the ones who do, that's when it really is. That one right there really loved that man.
Let me see if I can find the backstory.
They ain't thinking right too. Like, go live your life.
I'd rather you not think right and I get that pussy up until I come back and when you
I
think right you. When I'm with you.
I hear you.
Because at the end of the day, she ain't doing nothing wrong by not letting other people put their meat in her.
No, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, go live your life. Go get more dicks. And it's so fun. That's why I know girls hate each other, right? Because when the girl over there doing right and doing being right for God and, you know, trying to, you know, get her chakras and everything together and trying to get, girls laugh at her. Like, bitch, you dumb. You know what I'm saying? But when you out there hoeing and fucking all these niggas, they're like, girl, keep killing yourself. Girl, keep getting played out. Keep losing value. That's all the girls say because they want to be the most valuable and they know you devaluing yourself when you putting all yourself out
when
there, exposing yourself. You know what I'm saying? Real shit at the end of the day is 8 niggas in this motherfucker right now and every single one nigga say, once a girl has sex with the next guy, is her value going lower or is it staying the same?
Going lower, bitch.
We all saying the same thing.
This is crazy. You did a what to this man?
All right, so that's what I'm saying. So right now, it was 60 guys. I think we all say the exact same thing.
60 guys.
So woman, stop thinking that going out there hot girl summer just because your pussy is get wet and stuff like that. Go get dildos and vibrators. What the fuck? Y'all been had them shit. We just now getting pocket pussies and shit. Y'all been had that shit. So y'all got way more years over us to make sure y'all shit is taken care of. After you nut anyway, you looking at us and we looking at y'all like, we should have did this. I don't want to be here. You know what I'm saying? So we really kind of, at the end of the day, doing it for no reason because we having sex before marriage. You know what I'm saying? So we know we got to pray after. Who got time for that shit?
The prison shit's different though, because you know she cheated. What the hell is
that? Don't worry about that.
Somebody cheating, even whether he's in prison and him in prison doing it or her. But it seems like there's benefits. I just looked this up. There's benefits to getting married while in prison. And it says, if you and your loved one isn't eligible for family visits, there are still benefits to getting married.
Yes.
If you're married, you can still get a standard tax deduction of $12,200.
Okay.
Which may be more than you can get as a single person. You can visit your spouse in the hospital and you can say, so basically you get a little bit more freedoms. They could fuck.
It's called conjugal visits.
Yeah, basically that's what it is.
So he can still get some pussy, so he ain't gotta be up in there playing around with the man butt.
Wow. And I guess it's good for hope too. Like, he has something to live for while in the big house.
Yeah, you getting pussy at the end of the day. As long as you got pussy money we eat, you would be anywhere. Ty, how many hours are you actually in this right here? This could be somebody's cell. You're in here all day, but you just know that you can get up out of here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
I find myself in that in my office now. It's like, I'm in this motherfucker so many hours of the day. I just go out to the yard. I'm doing the exact same thing. It's just the freedom that you have mentally in your mind.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you also got, you know, niggas outside and drama, and you gotta walk. You got freedom, nigga. You got a peace of mind. You could go.
All right, but you can have a peace of mind there if you got pussy money and weed. If niggas bring it, you got weed in jail, you get pussy. Bruh, and she get to go home. You ain't got a motherfucking, what you talking?
Yeah, I
what
guess.
You mean?
Beat yourself, zone out, read a book.
Come on,
push-ups,
you get your money. Now focus. You get yourself and your mind right and you get yourself together. I'm not saying jail is a good
thing.
Yeah,
I know what
you're
saying. But
at the end of the day, is you'll find yourself in certain places. Like people be, oh, I did 60 hours this week at work. Bruh, you in jail. What about COs? Y'all in jail too.
Fuck that, though. That's not the same, bro.
Why? Because it. Why? You in that same jail? Because
I. That's like saying, because one, you're getting paid out of job. Two, because I'm thinking about my sister, my little sisters.
Respect.
If these guys, if my sister was dating somebody that's in prison and like, just like miserable and like, I miss my man and writing him letters and shit. I'm like, yo.
Is she getting fucked by anybody else?
No, she's not doing that. She's being
perfect.
No, I mean, true.
Is she not getting
that's
fucked?
My sister. I'm like,
Long's mine ain't getting fucked. He'd be all right.
But that's not no way to live. Like, I'm waiting for my man to get out 2030.
You don't want nobody fucking him like that. Nobody wants to get fucked at the end of the day.
Yeah, but they find you a man that's outside of prison.
I hear you.
And get only fuck that one man. But to be loyal to a man that's already fucking up, you just don't get locked up either.
What you mean you don't just get locked up? I got locked up. It didn't need to get locked up that day or them times.
So when you talking about white man, let me hear what you got. I feel like if you get locked up long enough to have this conversation, like, damn, he obviously is not a good person.
What you mean? Unless, you know how many times I got locked up and I was a good person? I'm going to be a pastor, young sir. You understand? So you're telling me all the times I got locked up, I'm a bad person. I got locked up more times than you, so you better than me.
You probably in the wrong places.
Fuck you mean, Jack?
I don't even be around places where the people be acting crazy.
Boy. All right. Keep living.
I'm just saying.
You know, that thing, you always remember, you got two heads, brother. That shit gonna bring you motherfucking places. The other one, that you ain't supposed to be.
Right. Oh, man.
Make sure you're doing your push-ups.
Yes, sir.
Read between the lines. She might be married. What you got?
Talking about read between the lines and being trapped and shit. You've been following the Zion Williamson joint. Zion Williamson, I guess he was posted a picture of him having a child.
Okay. Congratulations, sir. He's a gift from God. Yeah, blessings to you.
But we got a hater. He has a hater. This porn star.
Huh?
This porn star named Mariah Mills.
Respect.
Mm-hmm. Is talking about, you were supposed to love me. I guess she was like the side chick. And now she's just wilding out, exposing him.
Keyword, side chick. Continue.
I mean, I'm saying that might have, who knows who's a side chick in this. She might have been, she felt like she was the main chick, I guess.
We all do that. You gotta look at how people eat their food. You know what I'm saying? Me, I fuck up a lot with the court and shit because me, I put everything together. If I got my steak, mashed potatoes, corn, everything, I put all that shit together and I eat like that. You know what I'm saying? If you see a guy like that, most likely he's getting caught. He's being messy, and that's what he did. He's built too much of his sides into his
main.
You don't do that. You got to make sure that other motherfucker is in Brazil somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You got babies and everything over there. You got this motherfucker too close.
Yeah.
If she got an Instagram, she could not be a side. That'd be like, you know what I mean? Like, she could be an orange. She's not even on a plate or nothing. I mean, on your way out, you grab that motherfucker, you peel it and That's what you got to have them motherfuckers for. All of them who got Instagrams and all that type of shit. Look what I did today.
Yeah. You know what? He might have been doing that same thing, but just ate the fruit. And now he got like, if we're using a fruit food analogy, he got like some food poisoning. Like so they like, oh, you was eating that shit.
I could tell you
that you was allergic to it. You was eating this other shit that you wasn't supposed to be eating it. And now this is exposing you. So
you
sometimes
had milk and cereal. That's why you got diarrhea.
Exactly.
So let me read you. So basically, what's fucked up about this is just like she's tagging the NBA and shit. And she's basically, let me read some of these tweets from Mariah Mills. I started getting knotless braids because that's all you wanted me to wear at Zion Williamson and waist beads. Now it all makes sense because this baby mom was wearing them. I'm in Atlanta, ho. See me in December, or should I say, at my new condo in New Orleans. That's where Zion lives.
All right, you the man. Got a nice condo, my brother.
Let me see where she tagged the NBA. She was just violent. She basically tagged the NBA and said, I got, oh shit. She said, couldn't even impregnate a real porn star. NBA.
You know what it is? He probably already knew it was already a bad seed and just kept trying to just feed yeah, each other, yeah. You know,
you gotta know
for her to be like that.
That.
For her to be like that,
that,
you already know what
you
type.
You know what she, you seen things
yeah,
before.
She would have been blew up. She would have been blew up.
Yeah,
but
he
kept trying to keep it.
Take that Band-Aid off slow. Sometimes, and we never know as men, do we snatch it or do we rip it off? So that's been a question for years.
Never snatch it.
Never snatch that shit.
Matter of fact, yeah, leave that shit out. Sometimes
look what happens if you don't snatch it.
Nah, he didn't even peel off slow either.
Band-Aid.
Man. So that's the motherfucker had a big, now we opened up a big pus thing under that
number
motherfucker.
When has ripping the Band-Aid off ever worked out?
I got the fuck out of a lot of places. I ripped the Band-Aid over a lot of shit and I got the fuck out of there. And I start
feeling
with the pain right now.
You knew what type of time it wasn't. You knew you could rip the Band-Aid off of that and then be like, all right, I'm gonna be so far or so away from this situation that it can't, even if it wanted to manifest or do some shit, it couldn't. Mm-hmm. In that situation, that nigga's way too close.
I mean, the
way
thing
too
is,
much, and he didn't say anything. Like,
even the thing with that is like, everybody get touched right now because it's social media world. Everybody can touch everybody. Everybody get attention. So, not really. She's just in the same situation as any other girl that want to do it. She could do anything.
Yeah, that's wild. She's doing too much.
Yeah,
she knew what time it was.
I had a situation like that back in high school, and this girl was telling everybody that I got her pregnant, and I was a virgin. And she
amazing.
Kept, this girl was
this is actually kind of good.
I went to I never
you
told you the story
in high school.
Yes, and I was
fuck the that fuck.
And
ass.
His girl came from the girl came from the town over, and which is like I went to an all white school, and the town over was Portchester, and
jeez.
It's all I don't want to say minorities, but it's all you know I mean.
Come on, white man, spit it out.
More black, it's more yeah.
You can't say nigga this show.
Black people and Spanish people. Hey, I'm trying to sound more educated. And so she came over with all the ghetto shit, you know, within 3 weeks. I'm pregnant with Angelo's baby. And then it was
guy. So it was another guy named Angelo?
She was never pregnant at the end of the day.
Oh.
But yeah, I got called into like the social worker's office and talking about it was giving out they were giving me pamphlets to read and how to be a teen father.
Amazing.
And things I could do. I was like, yo. It reminded me of the Fresh Prince episode when Carlton was a virgin and she had the baby. Like, well, I'm a virgin. What, you a German? That's why I had to tell the social worker, like, yo, I never even had sex before, ever. So she was like, are you sure? And
what'd you do, finger her? You ate it?
No, I never did anything with her, bro.
You ate it. Let's see you being an eater.
It is funny as hell.
You can be eating.
So long story short, she wasn't pregnant. They got her out of the school. They were like, yo, you trying to put a stain on this whole No Child Left Behind campaign that we're trying to win. and that was crazy. But like her father came and had a meeting with my dad, like, Mr. Scarfo, what are we going to do about this? You know, you know what I mean?
Well, welcome. You understand what I'm saying? Welcome to, you know, when I hear the Zion Williamson thing and I sit there in a situation, this has been my whole life. So unless dudes who, you know, listen to everything women say, like we're supposed to listen to them. Like we're going to react, our first reaction for women and children his men is just like, jump, like, yeah, make sure everything is okay. You know what I'm saying? But these type of situations like this with the, you know, he's a little messy a little bit. All right, let him clean the table up and let him get out the way. All this, she's trying to expose him and stuff like that. Who is she at the end of the day? We got to look at her.
She's delusional. She's like, it's literally mental illness. No, she kind of looks like, I was looking at what she looks like. She looks like I don't even know if this is respectful to say it, but she looks like one of the old guests we had.
Huh?
What guest does she look like that we had?
He's trying to rap. He wants you to say it.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. I don't know nothing.
Well, yeah.
Nah, because he got to be pregnant, so I don't know nothing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
You know what's crazy? Because when you go on the website now, on the hub, that's like the whole homepage is all her shit now. Shit is crazy.
Listen, they got plays. Some people plays go through. You know what I'm saying? You know, you see certain football games and certain certain teams run the exact same plays, and that's the play been working for years, and this coach been winning a championship with these same plays. Certain women got certain plays, and they know how to play certain dudes. And I always say, if any woman get me, she got me. I got fooled.
God.
We all going to get fooled one day. We all going to play the fool one day. If you never played the fool, watch out.
Nobody plays.
I say all that to say, yo, you can't trust strippers and porn stars. I don't think there are any good ones.
There's good everything. There's bad everything. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they're on, like, if we're talking scamming, they scam.
It all depends on what you want going on in your life.
But can a porn star really love? They get fucked every multiple times a day for their
living. Not all of them.
That's their job.
Their job, not the... Oh, you said porn star. Yeah.
What do you think I said?
Like strippers.
Oh,
yeah. I guess, you know? I mean, some people know how to separate certain things, you know what I'm saying? And you'd be surprised, in life, there's some good murderers. You know what I'm saying? There's some good guys out there who, you know... I hate to say that, you know. Am I saying the right?
Lord, I hear what you're saying. It's like they could be not that is
it's
their
good
profession.
And bad. There's some good murder. Let's talk about the mother that got punched in the face.
This son was a good murderer. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it like that, but yo, bro, you put your hands on my mom. I am not just gonna smack you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he OD'd that big guy, bro.
Yo, you're punching a man, mama. I'm scared to look at somebody's mama and say, shut the fuck. I'm scared. I don't even know. That's too much.
Yeah.
He was already a loose cannon because he was telling her, he's like, oh my grandmother, oh my mama, you say one more
Chicago
word.
Shit. That's scary for me. I would have been in there terrified for
this
man.
Yeah, but also,
this
man. You got to identify niggas like that. Once niggas start saying shit like that, you already know what time it is. She going to go and add more to the... You already
Mama,
see
the fire. Mama,
please
get out the way. That's what I be trying to tell women. Please, when you see somebody
nigga like that,
showing you that they're going to fuck you up, don't all that arguing and trying to play tough and all that type of
nigga
shit.
Nigga gave you
the
instructions.
Fuck out the way.
Nigga said, if you...
Mama, that means go. Please.
Go.
She wasn't going to let him win like that, though. Get disrespected.
Pride,
to
bro.
People.
That's, yeah. what, that's
I,
what people
I told,
have too much
I told Angelo, go please go look at the video. It's on your
what?
Page.
What?
Of you boxing. I told this motherfucker, get the fuck out the way. Everything ain't for everybody. Angel, if you see this motherfucking nigga like that doing that type of shit to you, don't be like, shit, I'm just going to fight then.
I'm like, yo, chill, break it up. I know I can't fight. That's why I'm taking lessons.
Yes,
but,
please.
But nah, you somebody should. So you're trying to say nobody should have stepped in?
No. If men, y'all should have jumped his ass just for talking to this woman like that. Mm. I would be looking at this dude like, yo, bro, what the fuck? Everybody mama, my mama. Mm. You see what I'm saying? And hopefully my mama is y'all mama. If y'all see my mama in a stressed situation, if I look on that video and say, I see all y'all, I'm just trying to find all y'all motherfuckers. Hold on, you allow
see,
this
I'm calming,
man to come
I'm calming
after this
her
woman?
Down. I'm calming her down.
Yes, I'm like, yes, ma'am. Like, come on, just come over here.
Like,
I'm
going to just grab her and talk to me. We don't acknowledge
him
in that energy.
Respect.
Let him.
That is some type
it's like a tantrum. Say. That's like a grown tantrum.
Yes.
That's like a 3-year-old with muscles.
But that tantrum, look at that tantrum.
I get it, but she got to identify that shit too. You can't be just keep.
They don't identify, bro.
I know they don't, but then this is what Tuesday. The fuck you gonna get
woman?
Clapped in your fucking jaw.
That's why you do not let the woman go to the door. If any man who let his woman go to the door at 2 o'clock in the morning or they heard the windows bust and you like, yo, baby, that's your turn. Last time I went last time, it's your go. Listen, you don't let her do that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that we all have on us. We're not gonna let our women do that. Certain things we're not supposed to do as men. There's certain things they're not supposed to do as women. Once you have an organization, everybody know their place and their purpose, this thing can roll. But if y'all both trying to pull and you only got to pull and push, we're fucked. You see what I'm saying? We both going like this, pushing. Like, who the motherfucker is supposed to go like this? You know what I'm talking about? What the fuck are we doing? We not rolling nowhere because we both stubborn. We're going to lose. At the end of the day, we just trying to win.
Yeah, I mean, what can you possibly be arguing about in a chicken spot at that?
What you talking about? Where you been at? Where you from?
I'm a white man today. Fuck.
You are white.
Everything can happen. The deli, chicken
mean?
Spot.
Everything happened at the chicken spot. What you mean? What?
Well, I guess see like a guy
hungry.
Like with me and Wax, we go to like the seafood spots after this, and I feel like that something could happen at that moment. You know the spit we should go to taste.
Yeah,
that I feel like that could happen any given moment.
But that's why I'm always on point. You see what I'm saying? Like yeah. I'm on point. I got my back to the wall. I'm watching everything in and out. You see me in and out. You know what I'm talking about? Move like I move. He's standing like a white man in everybody way. Somebody gonna say, bro, get the fuck out the way. You know what I'm talking about?
And then boom.
Because if I walk past you, are you just in the way on your phone? You know what I'm saying?
I be staying in the middle of the whole restaurant. So I just realized.
Somebody's gonna tell this nigga, yo, bro, get the fuck out the way, fam. And then I'm gonna be over there like, ah. Andrew gonna bitch up. Oh, no, I'm with him. So he's gonna say, bro, what the fuck are you gonna say? And before this dude trash him, I gotta just joke him. Yeah. So get the fuck out the way. Put your back to the wall.
Nah, I'll be like, bro, my fault. You ain't gotta get all that.
Get back in the car.
Get in the car, yo.
That's what he told me. Cause you gonna get these niggas. You
gotta learn the art
up.
Of disarming niggas.
Yeah, I'm a de-escalator.
Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta learn the art of being like,
peace,
I have
man.
Now.
Peace.
Disarm hey, all that fault. Energy. Put that shit somewhere else.
My fault.
Just so I get close enough. Repeat. Come here. Let me holler at you real quick. Let's talk about what's happening right now. All
right.
You got to know how to diffuse it. If you going to somebody like this, you the man.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be like that. He going to be like this. Then perfect.
Yeah, word.
You don't know what this man got on him.
And that's why they probably wasn't defending that dude in the restaurant anyways. Because who knows? If you that crazy to fight a woman.
If I'm there, I got to try to get his attention. Yo, bro, let me holler at you outside real quick. Let Miss Lady go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She ain't got nothing to do with nothing. I mean, if you want to knuckle with me, that's perfect. And he would have been alive.
6'3", bro. 6'3", 275. That's easy for you. Like that. I looked in the video. I mean, from
nothing's
what I seen
easy.
In the video.
You'll get stretched by a 5'8", nigga. Yeah, I'm talking about nothing easy. A nigga hit you in the right place. You can't get no muscles in your jaw. What you mean? A nigga going to hit you the right way. Oh, yeah, a lot of my dudes right. Short going to stretch you. The fuck you mean? That shit decide then that shit means nothing. You get hit in the right spot,
yeah, if you know where to hit it, don't
you're gonna buckle. You can't get, you ain't got no muscles in here, you can't get strong right there. We all got the same A thing. If you know what you're doing, if you got skill and know how to tap his ass up, come on man, that nigga on the ground, now you gonna pee on him.
Like most niggas be trying to punch now in what? The face right, like right. You hit niggas right here and they
I'm just saying
they,
but Wax,
oh,
dude, like Wax
it.
Is saying, yo bro, he probably like, oh yeah, let me chill, you lucky he here. Whereas if I'm saying, man, you next.
I be just, well, you just told yourself something. Get your ass in the gym.
That's what I'm
do
trying.
More push-ups.
That's right.
Nah, because because if you with your mom, you with your sister or something, and somebody say something to them, what the fuck are you going to say? What you going to do? You going to bitch up?
I can't bitch up, but damn, I can't.
Look at
I
you.
I got to get a gun license. That's what I got to say.
Nah, I'd rather kill him. I'm going to kill him.
No, not because
he said something to my sister or my mom. I'm going to kill him.
No, okay. Keep it a buck. What I would do, I'm not bitching up. I would de-escalate the situation. I'm not going to bitch up. I'm not gonna be like. I mean, that's not bitching.
You're not even practicing it. Like,
what do you mean, yo, bro? I'm like, yo, bro, you good? It's a woman you talking to. Not only that's my mom. Like, chill out, bro. That's
but
me,
if
bitch.
It's not your mom, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm like, bro, chill. That's a woman.
Should be
that's
our
lady.
Mama. If hopefully y'all know, if y'all see Wax in the video and y'all mom is getting talked to like that, y'all looking around and say, oh nah, that dude ain't gonna let it happen. That dude ain't gonna just stand in and let that shit rock. I seen an old lady get kicked in the head in New York on a train. You know what I'm saying, on the video. Right. What you think gonna happen to this dude, fam? Like, that type of stuff is not even... I seen a dude grab a little kid and try to run off the train with the motherfucker.
Damn.
What are y'all dudes doing? Y'all just standing around like this shit is normal?
Recording and shit. Damn.
Is really that normal out here? I've been gone that long to see that this
shit
New
York
is normal?
New York, a lot of this shit's a fucking prank. You don't know what to fucking believe. Everybody just mind their business in New
you
York.
You prank some shit like that with me, I'm going to still stretch you. Practice bad habits. I don't want to practice bad habits, so if I sit there and let that go, next time I'm going to think it's a prank too and they're going to really take the kid.
Word.
So I'm not gonna never practice bad habit. You do that, I'm at practice too. You wanna practice these pranks?
The boy who cried wolf.
Your ass.
That reminds me of I saw this video of Lil Duval. I forgot what was going on, and something was going on in Houston, some type of celebrity game, and he got pranked by a YouTuber, a Spanish dude. You probably see him talking about dude to be like Chupapi Munano.
Yeah.
He snuck up on Duval.
Yeah.
And Duval didn't know what was going on, and he had his people coming like yoked him up and threw him on the ground and fell on him and all that, did the security thing.
Early.
And just,
see, I would wedgie people like that. Certain word. Times, wedgie will make you slow down. You think twice. You don't want wedgies. As a man, you shouldn't want nothing up your ass. You see what I'm saying? And just having a thong up your ass, things between your toes and stuff like that, it's like, It's just a certain feeling that you get. Well, I get. That I'm not just don't feel like I was up with my ass. You know what I'm saying?
Just
like,
to wear thongs.
That's
man.
What I'm saying. Yeah. The thongs. You don't want that up your ass. Like, why? How do you feel? Like,
nothing
you're not
in between.
How are you doing it? How are you walking? And you still got that thing between yeah. your ass.
Why you want to feel a breeze for?
You ain't got no breeze. That shit clogged up. That's like having an automatic tampon, a skinny tampon on as a man.
That's how you get rashes and shit. Not good.
You want a yeast infection, nigga? Take them fucking G-strings off. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. Late day is great. I love it too.
Before we get to Black Excellence, I wanted to talk about the a couple of nights ago, me and Wax had a conversation. He kind of was yelling at me, man. So I was like, Wax, you keep changing your fucking mind with what you're doing on the farm, man. It was a chicken farm, and then it was airsoft. But now I've seen some things they've been reposting, bro, and it's actually looking pretty dope.
God's blessing, man. When I pay my tithes and offerings, don't ever count me out. You know what I'm saying? When you see it, Wax, don't ever talk about God no more. When you see it, you're hearing, Wax don't pay his tithes and offerings. And yeah, I'm a blessed man. So just because you don't see everything, don't mean nothing going on. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't move the same. You know, I move a little different. I always did. You know, I grew up with Hov. You know what I'm saying? Bubble quietly, then you blow. So, you know, I like to stay out the way, but I definitely got some things going on, and I don't change nothing. I mean, I still got a lot of things that I do have going on. Airsoft still there. Yeah, I mean, I got a whole lot of other things.
It's a resort, right?
Yeah, I got a resort. I got my studio out there, a podcast music studio. I got pontoon boat, Airbnbs, you know what I'm saying? So a place to go resort, man, is going to be coming up really, really, really soon. So every day is getting better. You could definitely come out there and do things like the boat and
that shit. Airbnbs, you have me surprised.
God is good. I mean, that's all I can say. I will never even take the glory of this at all. Like, whatever you see that's going on, it ain't me. I got 10 toes, 10 fingers, and I got to eat, sleep, and shit, too, just like everybody else. Whatever you see,
10 toes.
Blessings to motherfucking God. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry for cursing, Lord. But, yeah, you know. So, yeah. I mean, sometimes certain people, you got to shit like, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I ain't, you're right, I ain't doing nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, everybody don't need to get that. And I hear certain things about me and all this type of shit. I just, God bless everybody, man. I promise you, I'm praying for everybody because I don't have no malice and nothing. I just, you know, my journey is my journey. Your journey is your journey. Don't look at me. I'm not going to look at you. We meet each other again or we not.
So the studio is in full-fledged, like, running though now, right?
Yes. I got artists out there every night. I got podcasters pulling up. I have, comedians who come in there, man. And
what do the comedians do?
Just, do drops or they want to do a podcast. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I put them on my stage. I got a stage over there. So, you know, on Thursday nights, I have a comedian night. Comedians come out there and work out. They just go on stage and I give them $1 a minute. So if you're an upcoming comedian, something like that, you want to come to my spot, I give you $1 a minute and let's see what you got. You know, I have some guests and stuff out there. You know, my spot is really, really dope. I'm impressed with what God did because, again, I never did nothing I ever did before. I never did it before. You know
every dream you had, you chased it. You got it.
Because God said, you say anything in my name, you ask anything in my name, he's going to make it come to pass. And his word can't come back void. And I put myself in an uncomfortable situation so I can have a sincere heart. Like a lot of people want to be comfortable. Oh, you got to have things in order. You got to have things lined up. That means you're comfortable. I'm so much comfortable in an uncomfortable situation so I can stay in that sincere heart so God prayers have to go through. You know what I'm saying?
What does that mean? You mean like putting yourself in a hole to dig yourself out?
A sincere heart is you having your heart in your balls. You know, when you get that feeling that your heart is right down here, it's like,
here we go.
Man, when you call in the name of Jesus, when that prayer go through, it's going to come through. You know, God said, I had the judge tell me.
It's like faith over fear. Like,
yeah, you have to.
Okay.
When there's when you, nothing else
he's
to
basically
do
saying
but
when you're
help.
Comfortable, when you're trying to avoid, you're trying to make yourself comfortable and you're scared to put yourself in this situation. So that's your fear.
That's not of God.
Yeah.
You ain't coming here with the God ticket. You came in here with the fear ticket.
That's
another devil. You can't come in like that. I had the judge tell me, you have anything to say before I put you away. I had gunshots at me. I had so many things to where God said no. So that them type of things were built my faith. They let me be in these type of situations I'm in right now and totally depend on him. Like, you know what? Last time I let go, this happened.
Good.
But every time I hold on, I prolong it or I keep them same people in my life or I keep doing that and that can't go to my next season. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, again, everything you see right now is God's blessing. My studio's up right now. You come up in there and do sessions, you know. Yeah. It's kind of dope too, man. Like I said, I go in there, but like, I did this shit, but I didn't. I have my eyes closed, and that's what faith is, man.
Things that
you
didn't, too,
yeah. Like, any things that you don't see, that's faith, and I didn't see it. So that's how I know it's him, man. He get all the glory.
It gives me huge LaRussell vibes when he does what he does. Is like tired of hearing no, so he just built the whole, does all his shit himself. Like, he got tired of hearing no from venues, so he built a venue in his backyard. So now he throws his concerts, a whole, what's the word called? Residency. Like, he does like 4 shows a month in his backyard for the whole summer.
At the pergola,
yeah.
I got everything. I love boats. I love fishing. That's my therapy. People say therapy. And my therapy, I go out on my boat and I go fishing. So I own my own boat. And I get money with my boat. That's the part of the resort. I got to do podcast studio and stuff. So I got my own studio. Stage, hookah lounge, Airbnbs. I need a place to stay. So everything is out there. To where you can eat, sleep, and shit comfortable, and you'll really enjoy it. So y'all come out there.
Yeah, that's dope.
I have some grand openings. We definitely have live podcasts there. We have listening parties there. You know, y'all come out here and, you know, come check us out. Let's see what we got. A place to go _SC. Holla at us, man.
All right. So let's get into Black Excellence. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, they just welcomed a new baby. Let me just get to the right.
No, congratulations.
The right article, yep. Yeah.
Wow. We got God bless him, man.
Yeah, baby boy, Ren Alexander Stevens.
Dope.
Whose last name is Stevens? Oh, John Legend's last name is Stevens?
Oh, it is?
And the special thing about this baby, it was brought to the world by surrogate, which means someone else was holding it in their thing.
The thing.
Somebody else is holding the baby in the belly, man, in their womb.
Do he smash?
Nah.
That's what I was thinking.
They inseminate his sperm and her eggs.
Just smash, fam. It's less money.
Does Chrissy have to jerk him off?
No, because if you smash, it's the surrogate's eggs. You have to inseminate his wife's eggs and his sperm, and then it just grows in that womb.
So that's just like, I do a bunch of fucking, as soon as I'm about to nut, I hand it to this nigga to nut.
Yeah, you probably got to go into a room and put it in one of those jars.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm not getting no satisfaction. I had 9 months of this baby, and then the baby is not mine. You get to take this shit. That's like me taking
sometimes
care of Bless.
When it's time to start making the circuits start to get connected to it. Like,
I hope so.
I always thought,
I mean,
like,
they do get paid. They get paid.
Yeah, they got
fuck it. That pay. That money about to go. How many people you owe? That's why you out here having somebody else's baby. You owe mad bills. You're not just out here having people baby because you want somebody to take something that you own.
Yeah, why would somebody want to be that person? I mean, for clout. I mean, if it's for those people, like John Legend, yeah. Like, I know Kim Kardashian had a surrogate, I think, for one of her babies.
Those people probably be sick.
Yeah, they paid though.
I'm gonna buy this big mansion, and like, hey, the first person who walked past, I'm gonna give it to him.
Hold on, I'm gonna see how much.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, women, I'm not saying, but you know, women be looking for a payout, and I'm not saying all, but they be looking for a way. They looking for something.
You know why? Because they hide behind them bills. So after you that money goes to all your bills, now
they looking at it like, well, if I get, might as well. If I'm getting pregnant by this bum ass nigga, or if I'm doing, I might as well.
But
do this and get
it,
but
they're taking the baby back.
Up to $100,000.
How much?
I think you get paid up to $100,000.
That's
up. That's for regular people.
That's regular. That ain't like the John Legend people. They definitely hitting them off with a half.
Please hit them off with more.
Half mil.
Please, yo.
Quarter mil.
Yeah, I would think though, isn't it? Like, I feel like it's got to be kind of impossible to hold a baby inside you and not have any of your DNA travel into that baby from, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, it would just be based off of what you eating, and that's why they have to make sure.
It's in your body. Nothing's going to, none of my cells are going to be involved in this.
And she the baby going to, because it's like singing like John Legend because his nut is all through her. You know what I'm saying?
She's going to start liking black men and shit.
That was a white lady?
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
You're this white shit today, man.
Does it have to look like Chrissy Teigen? Like, does it have to look like the mom? Imagine.
I mean, it's her egg and his sperm. They're just using her as the womb. So once it grows in the womb, all it is just getting nutrients.
That's why we need L'Oreal here. We have like, no answers.
It's like hydroponics. Like, if you grow a plant, you can grow a plant in dirt and it could get the nutrients, but you could also use just water. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the plant is still going to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So technically, it could probably get some of the new, some type of DNA, something from the surrogate.
Dr. Ty.
I don't know. I don't know. I just, you know.
Dermatologist time.
I don't know nothing.
I mean, in this child, they also had a surrogate. They also had a surrogate because this is why, this is going to answer our question. They had the surrogate because She had a miscarriage.
I remember that.
And so yeah, they had a baby named Jack and then didn't make
that
it.
That really hurts. That hurts.
So now they're not even, they wouldn't even want to risk it. And so they had a surrogate.
That.
So
it's really a hurtful situation, man. And you expecting something. You try to be with this girl for so long. You smashing. And next thing you know, she get a phone call and somebody, you know, her mom at the door. And they just came out of town. So you know you ain't getting no pussy for the rest of the night. You know what I'm saying? You're done. Like, that's how you feel. It's like you get to the almost to the climax and it's like it just get taken.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks, man. You did all this grinding.
All this, I'm looking up right now. Yeah, all that planning and being prepared, getting your mind right for your new different life change.
It hurt. Well, congratulations to them. What else we got, man? We got anything else in Black Excellence?
Let me just see how old Chrissy Teigen is. No, that's it. I'm going to hit you with the Wax's ABCs.
What we got, man? It's easy shit. I've been getting this shit very, very easy.
It's an easy word today.
I'm sure.
Chrissy Teigen's only 37.
Yeah, but...
But she be talking a lot. Never mind.
That's a little, you know, that's up there.
37. My mom had my youngest sister when she was 35. Ain't nothing wrong with her. She's annoying. That's it.
No, I mean, no. It depends.
I'm not saying 30.
It's when they say your clock is ticking, it's every day.
Yeah, 37 yeah, is
woman,
not.
That woman clock is crazy.
It's not bad, but it's like you are gambling.
That's why they're so precious.
You are. Like, my grandmother's a nurse, so she was, you know, she be telling me, she's like, that's why you see some of these children with skin problems and this and all of that. They got developmental issues and shit like that.
My mom had me when she was 43. That's what's going on.
It depends. It's not everybody. Wild. It's not everybody.
Makes sense. The older it up, yeah, the wilder the baby going to be.
It's not everybody. I'm not saying it's everybody, but especially and you can't compare then to now because all the pollution, everybody, yeah, the shit the that food, people eat. Like your mom's ate home cooked food.
Yes.
Yeah. Every day.
We didn't even have McDonald's back then.
That's what I'm saying. So it was a whole different, you know what I'm saying? Like from 5 to 25 has much, you know, genetically modified bullshit. And
they got God
now
on their side too. So they was blessed.
Praise the Lord. Thanks.
All right. Wax's ABC.
Wax's ABC.
This is where we give Wax a word. He's got to give us a definition, spell it, and give it to us in a sentence. And we might have to make him sing a song this time around.
I ain't got time for this.
So the word is T-O-M-E.
Tom E. Tommy is every Italian guy that I know. Every guy that I know name is Tommy is exactly how you spell it. See, it's short for tomato because they all got like tomato heads. You know what I'm saying? So all the Italian guys I know got tomato heads and they call him Tommy. And you spell it T-O-M-E. All right. So I went to my boy Tommy house and I met his uncle Tommy and his cousin Tommy, his stepbrother Tommy, his brother-in-law Tommy. And I thought it spelled something else. I thought it was, you know, me, I see T-O-M and it's automatically tomato. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, why is everybody named Tommy? Because he said, because everybody got tomato heads. That's why it's spelled T-O-M-E. That was great.
All right.
Let's break it down.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna hold you. I don't even know what the fuck that shit is.
I got you. Do it in the song real quick. Put it in the song.
Tommy, you look like other Tommy. Tommy, you like your Uncle Tommy.
Oh,
peace.
Man. All right. So the word is tome, and it means a large educational book.
If you put all their names in there. A bunch of Tommy's education because you're going to want to know why his name Tommy. You know what I'm saying? Very Tommy. Educational when you find out all the answers.
All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bully and the Beast podcast.
Make
sure you check out us on Instagram. Make sure you check out place2go_SC.
Yes.
Check out the Polymath Network too. My Westchester based podcast network.
There. I mean, twerk out here, twerk it.
Yeah, we making moves out there up in Westchester County. Selling merch. You know, check out the website, polymathnetwork.com. Also, with Bully and the Beast, don't forget to rate, view, and subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend early.
Yeah. I wonder if you still have that shirt, man.
I always got that shirt. I got the shirt on. I just don't show you all the time. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Bully and the Beast podcast, yo.
Peace.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new Quick Caribbean Escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.